But what stuck with me from a business perspective is we're looking out at the ocean, it's beautiful, and we're sitting listening to five people speak. Admiral McRaven, who's probably one of the most well-respected living team guys. Is it Johnny Kim? Both a Navy SEAL and an astronaut and a doctor.
Jesus.
I mean, total underperformer.
Yeah, not doing anything yeah, of his life.
Exactly.
Some people.
Yeah, and the current head of Team 3. What was fascinating is you had Admiral McRaven. He gave this incredible speech, right? Like best-selling author, one of the most senior guys in the military. You had the head of the team. You had overachiever Johnny Kim, astronaut, doctor, et cetera. But then at the very end, you had what's called... this is CO, I think. Excuse me if anybody in the military is listening, I'm probably fucking this up, but he's like the head enlisted guy. So there's officers and then there's the enlisted guys and they work hand in hand. But the chief enlisted guy is a badass. Sorry, I won't say his name because I don't know what's public or not. But anyway, he at the very end of this like couple hour long segment, it's emotional. They're, you know, mentoring some of the people that have died. I was looking at it from a team perspective and from an inspiration perspective. And all of these speeches were like relatively formal. They were good. But at the very end, he comes up and he has 7 or 12 team guys in full kits. So like machine gun or AR or something, all decked out with their gear, helmets on, and they go and they line up on the other side. And so it's like very jarring, right? You see them walk across the island. And what they are is they each represent members of the team that were killed in action over the years. And what was incredible is he closed out the ceremony and they would yell out the name of the person who was killed. So it'd be like, you know, Brandon Looney. And then everybody would yell, hoorah, right? They yell really loud. And then they'd shoot off the machine gun. And so by the end of it, everybody's crying, everybody's yelling. And that guy had set the tone. He wasn't the leader. He wasn't the highest member of the team. But if there was one speech and one person you remembered and one person who everybody there, 600 people, would say is like the epitome of what they wanted Team 3 to be, it was that guy. And I think about that a lot because people sometimes think you got to be the CEO, you got to be McRaven, you got to be the head of the team. But like this guy was what they call the heart and soul of the team. And I think that that is something really important to take with you for the members of your team and for the people listening who aren't at the top. Like you don't have to be at the top to be the person that everybody goes to. And that stuck with me ever since that day.
It's really powerful. So as somebody who walked a very unconventional path, started with nothing, like how do you walk that path? How do you go from being that guy to running something?
You know, this, I think this guy's an interesting one to stay on for a second.